This is the news in brief from the United Nations. Transport bans on countries that said they detected the COVID-19 Omicron variant is travel apartheid, which should be condemned, UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres has said. Reacting to travel bans that have been put in place since South Africa told the world that it had sequenced the new coronavirus mutation, Mr. Guterres insisted that the people of Africa cannot be blamed for the immorally low level of vaccinations available to them, nor should they collectively be punished for identifying and sharing crucial science and health information with the world. Here he is at the press conference in New York on Wednesday.
With a virus that is truly borderless, travel restrictions that isolate any one country or region are not only deeply unfair and punitive, they are ineffective. We have the instruments to have safe travel. Let's use those instruments to avoid this kind of, travel apartheid.
In Africa, measures have been stepped up to detect and control the spread of Omicron, as the World Health Organization said that the number of COVID-19 infections on the continent rose by 54% last week. This was owing to an upsurge in southern Africa, the UN Health Agency said, as it noted that Omicron has now been detected in four African countries: Ghana, Nigeria, Botswana, and South Africa. More than 270 million people worldwide will need emergency aid and protection in 2022, a 17% increase from this year, UN humanitarians said on Thursday. The amount of people in need is equivalent to the world's fourth most populous country, said UN Emergency Relief Chief Martin Griffiths at the launch of the 2022 Global Humanitarian Overview in Geneva. Covering 63 countries, Mr. Griffiths said that $41 billion is required to provide relief and protection to 183 million people most in need. He noted that the climate crisis is hitting the world's most vulnerable people first and worst, while protracted conflicts grind on, with instability worsening in several parts of the world, notably Ethiopia, Myanmar, and Afghanistan.
Humanitarian aid can work. It has its own place. It doesn't replace development assistance. It doesn't replace the funding of the society and the economy, which host governments do every day all over the world. It's an extra. It's important. It's an addition. It's a lifesaver, we hope.
In related development, humanitarians have warned that the COVID-19 pandemic will not be resolved unless tens of millions of people living in conflict zones and other hard-to-reach areas are vaccinated. According to the International Committee of the Red Cross, only a small sliver of vaccines have so far reached conflict zones, where entire communities often lack basic health services. It's estimated that more than 100 million people now live in areas under full or fluid control of non-state armed groups, often leaving communities beyond the reach of official vaccination campaigns. UN-appointed independent human rights experts have spoken out against forced mass evictions of communities by the Myanmar army. Home demolitions of informal settlements in one township in the Yangon region left around 8,000 families homeless and without any compensation, they said on Thursday. Citing reports, the experts said that bulldozers, armed soldiers and police officers entered the township, pulling down makeshift huts and houses. Myanmar's military junta took power in a coup in February after declaring the results of the November 2020 elections invalid, before detaining high-ranking officials and protesters. Even with martial law in place, the UN experts insisted that everyone has the right to an adequate standard of living and that those already evicted must be provided with alternative accommodation and assistance. Katie Dartford, UN News.